This is the Tampa Bay Lightning Playoff Podcast. I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for joining me on this edition of the podcast. Posting this, I'm actually in the midst of, in real time, watching Winnipeg and Nashville in Game 2 of their division final / conference semifinal in the West after watching Washington even their series against the Penguins earlier on Sunday. Of course, late Saturday night in double overtime, San Jose put on quite a comeback to avoid going down 2-0 going home against Vegas. So Sharks and Vegas are 1-1. Caps and Pens are 1-1. As we speak, Nashville and Winnipeg are playing game two. Again, in real time, by the time this podcast posts, it will likely be Monday morning. And that leads us to game two of Lightning and Bruins in the fourth series, the conference semifinals, or as I like to call them, the division finals in these Stanley Cup playoffs. First podcast since the series between the Bruins and the Lightning began. And yeah, it's early in the series, but there are some disturbing things that appear to be developing as it relates to the Lightning's hopes of reaching the Cup Finals and winning a second Stanley Cup. Now, this flies in the face of at least what some of you read in the Tampa Bay Times following the Game 1 loss to the Boston Bruins. And I read virtually everything that was written by Mr. Mooney, Mr. Jones. Giving those writers their respect, I disagree with much of the tone of the way the Times covered Game 1 and where they think the Lightning are at. Let's take a look at the Lightning's last four games. All right, so we're starting with Game 3 of the series against the Devils. That was not a good game for the Lightning. They lost that game. They deserve to lose that game, but not a good game. The next game was Game 4, and the Lightning played well. They took New Jersey's best shot. They took the carryover from Game 3. They played a complete game. It was a good performance for a team clearly better than the opponent in New Jersey. Game 5, as we talked about on the previous podcast, not a good game for Tampa Bay. Sure, in the end, was the goal accomplished? End the series, win the game, eliminate the Devils, and move on. Sure, other than that, and the play of Vasilevsky, Sergachev, a little bit of Yanni Gourde, more good play from Braden Coburn. Not a lot of positives to take out of Game 5. So even though it was a Lightning win, it was a bad game. And then Game 1 against the Bruins. That was a bad game for the Lightning. When you are beaten 6-2, I don't know how you look at it any other way. When you allow the number one scoring line in the National Hockey League to convert three chances where players are standing virtually alone in front of Andrei Vasilevsky, that's not good either. When your top defensive forward line goes -5, -4, -3, and your top defensive pairing with them goes basically the equivalent, I think, -4, -3, or -3, in Strawman and McDonough, I don't really know what the positives are here. Here's the positive. It's Game 1. Okay. Better that it's not Game 7. Okay. I give you that. Not an elimination game. Yeah, that's a positive. It wasn't an elimination game. But again, getting back to my original point. So in the last four games, the Lightning in order have played bad game, good game. Bad game, bad game. See a pattern there? What was the pattern you saw near the end of the regular season and really leading up to the one win they had this year against the Bruins, which put them in the best position to clinch the division, which they then did not in an overtime loss to the Carolina Hurricanes, albeit a game where Vassy was left home. And Domingue was in net for that game. So I've seen, and if you allow yourself to just look at this logically, you have seen more bad games from the Lightning in the last few weeks, then you have seen good games. And in the last four games they've played, game three against New Jersey, bad game. Game four against New Jersey, good game for the Lightning. Game five against New Jersey, that was a bad game for the Lightning. Yeah, I know they won. We're talking, though, big picture here. And game one against Boston, I don't know how you look at it any other way. Bad game for the Lightning. You know what? They not only won 6-2, one of their two goals was when the Bruin goaltender didn't have a skate blade. And granted, there is no rule that says they have to stop play, which Rask argued and the Bruins argued for. But still, he was out of skate blade. And that's when Sergachev scored. It was a factor on the goal. So that goal has an asterisk. By the way, the Bruins now, in their last four periods of playoff hockey, game seven against the Leafs, and the three periods against Tampa Bay, have outscored their opponents 10-2. No team, not even Vegas, no team flips the switch and comes at you in waves like the Bruins. And a lot of that is that number one line, but a lot of it is more the style of play that they can play. The Bruins have their flaws. Much like the Lightning, they can be their own worst enemy. When they don't start a game fast, when they don't cleanly get the puck out of their own zone, when they don't work hard enough in front of Tuukka Rask. So that can rear its ugly head. This is not a podcast telling you that the Lightning are done. No, it was game one. But I am looking at a much bigger and, to me, a much clearer picture than some who cover this team by making points that, again, over the last month, the Lightning have played more bad games than they've played good games. Over the last four games, they've played three bad games. They've played one good one. And they are now up against a team that can turn it on. And clearly, in their last four periods, have been turning it on as the Bruins head into game two against the Lightning on Monday. So just want to make that point, and this is a spot where, all right, based on the Sunday morning skate for the Lightning, John Cooper talked about playing faster and playing harder. Yeah. Yeah, he's right. Because when the Bruins are at their best, they're about as fast as any team in the league, and they play harder than just about any team in the league. The way Vegas plays is a little different than the way Boston plays. It's very unique. It's very special. The whole story of Vegas is very special. Yeah, they beat San Jose 7-0 in game one. I still don't think San Jose was challenged very much by a Ducks team that is kind of where, like, the Seattle Seahawks were at the end of the last NFL season, kind of time to, all right, let's not blow up the roster, but it's time to reset some things. And the window on this particular core has closed. And now San Jose has the big challenge of stopping Vegas, and took at least a step toward that on Tuesday night with the rally in game two, and taking advantage of the disallowed goal, which I agreed with, on former Lightning forward Jonathan Marchessault. So that all said, it doesn't feel like Cooper's going to make any significant changes going into game two. That's not John's style. He may make changes, though, as the game goes on. Again, think of the Bruins' flaws. Starting slow. Okay, so if the Lightning play faster and harder from the opening faceoff, might be able to get first goal of the game. Who knows? Maybe able to get first two goals of the game, tilt the ice towards Rask, get Boston off the run that they're on, this 10-2 run over the last four periods of hockey, and Lightning starting off as if they intend to play a good game like they played in the last regular season meeting with Boston, like they played in the first two games against a much more inferior opponent, 1-20 in the Devils than the Boston Bruins. Remember, we said after game five of the Devils series, The Lightning got away with that bad game because they were playing the 16th best team in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they weren't going to get away with that again. They won't. And game one was an example of that. Sure, it is game one. Yeah, I'll give you that. But I'm not taking a lot of positives out of game one, other than it was game one, and the fact that the Lightning have now played below average for 60 minutes in three of the last four games they have played. The first two games against New Jersey were good performances, but I see too much of a pattern here of bad hockey being played by a team that clearly the first, 4 months of the season showed what they were truly capable of. So again, I don't expect Cooper to make any changes, at least in the beginning. If Boston, one period in, or, 8 minutes, 10 minutes into the second, if that number one line is having as much success against the combination of Point, Palat, and Johnson that they had in game one, I would expect Cooper with last change will put someone else out there. He might not do it with the Lightning ahead, but he might do it with the Lightning behind, just saying, this isn't working. And I have last change, so let me at least see what some other guys can do. He could change the defense pairing that is out there. He could tweak the number one that is out there. I don't think he'll start with it. But I'm basically saying I think the Point, Palat, Johnson, McDonough, Strawman, five that Cooper wants to put on the ice and did put on the ice virtually every time he had last change, against Boston's number one line, they're on a short leash. Maybe one of them, maybe two of them, maybe juggle the top line. A little more difficult maybe to switch your defense pairings, but short leash here. If it's not working in the first period or the first 6, 8, 10 minutes of period number two, and Cooper feels, all right, now I have to do something. I really don't want to lose game two and go to Boston down 2-0 and count on Boston being their own worst enemy to get us going again, then yeah, I would expect to see something different. If the Lightning can get out to an early lead in the game. And you know what? Another disturbing thing from game one was there were so few penalties called. It kind of looked like a game where 5-on-5, Boston's just better, right? This wasn't a special teams game. It was a 5-on-5 game, and Boston dominated it. So let's see what game two brings. And I'd say keep an eye on Cooper making that last change against Boston's number one line. Things can change quickly in the Stanley Cup playoffs. One goal here, bad bounce there, big hit here, injury there, bad penalty here. Could swing things back towards the Lightning's way. We all know what the Lightning are capable of. But you know what? Boston's capable of it too. Boston has been playing at a higher level later in the season and in these last four periods than the Lightning have. So that doesn't speak well for the long-term success of the Lightning unless they can turn that around and have an answer for that number one line. Because it will be tough to outscore that number one line against Boston goaltender Tuukka Rask unless Boston is going to start taking bad penalties, turning the puck over in their own end, or not working hard in front of Rask to keep guys like Killorn and Miller or rebounds away from Rask for those goals with guys parked in front of the net, or guys getting rebounds to score on those plays in front of the net. So I will be at game two between the Bruins and Lightning Monday night at Amalie Arena, and then we'll get you another podcast probably after game three in Boston is when we'll probably get you another podcast. We'll take a look at the schedule. And we'll get you another one, but this one being recorded on Sunday night for posting on Monday leading up to game two for the Lightning, trying to break this run of bad games, three bad games in their last four. They didn't lose all of them, But it was a bad game in Game 5 against the Devils. Try to get back to what they did in those first two games against the Devils, albeit a much more inferior opponent that was fortunate to make the Stanley Cup playoffs, albeit with an MVP candidate in Taylor Hall, than the Boston Bruins are overall. So it's a difficult spot for the Lightning. Not too much to overcome, but a lot of things to watch. And there's more of a pattern of bad hockey here than some seem to think as it relates to the Lightning play. We'll talk to you next time on the podcast. Thanks again for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast.